coming up on episode number 463 in about 90 days in the middle of August, August 15th at 7 p.m. I'm going to be celebrating a 500 episode milestone with a concert in Las Vegas. This is the preview of that show, and we're going to have some covers performed by Richard Cheese, Jonathan Colton, and Chance, as well as an uncovered gem by Natalie Gelman. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's May 20th, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, kind of giving you an idea of what's coming up this summer. Now, normally I do kind of a theme show on Tuesday nights or indie hodgepodge or acapella, something like that. Tonight, I'm doing a little self-promotion, although I'm going to make it as entertaining as possible. Coming up on August 15th, in Las Vegas, we've got the New Media Expo, which is, I believe, the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is at the Las Vegas Hilton. The New Media Expo is a conference, a trade show for people in podcasting and also in new media. And last year, as I was coming back from the expo, I was doing the math and figuring out that my 500th show would happen right about the time I'm in Las Vegas for this year's expo. And so at first I thought, well, let me do some poker chips with 500 on them and have those to hand out at the show. And then I started thinking a little bit bigger and deciding that I'd want to put together a show, a concert event for the 500th episode. And decided to put together my short list of favorite bands or bands that I would like to see at this thing. And I'm happy to say that I've got most of everybody that I wanted. I also wanted Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, but due to some scheduling conflicts, that just did not work out. So tonight you're going to hear music from all the bands that are going to be performing or all the acts that are going to be performing. Let me rephrase that. Tonight you're going to be hearing music from four of the five performers that are going to be at the show. Also, you're not going to hear The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, which is a weekly five-minute podcast. I'll tell you more about them a little bit later, as well as the MC for the evening. As you can tell, my MC duties just sit here behind the microphone, and I've got somebody far better for that. So before we get into the covers, let's get into the original. This is Natalie Gelman, who is a talented singer and songwriter, and also a member of iProng, or contributing writer to iProng. She is performing a song called Sweet July here from her self-titled album from 2006. Here's Natalie Gelman.
I could sit back for miles and let this all undo itself for a while. Or I could fall into my fears and come up covered in my tears. I could fall back into your arms. They used to feel so, so protecting. Protecting, protect me now. Just like home, the warmth of your chest on my back. And it was so easy.
Your rough hands dance on my lips.
Natalie Gelman there with a track called Sweet July from her 2006 album, Natalie Gelman. Right after the release of that album, she embarked on a tour where she vowed to complete an entire 1,500-mile tour from Miami, Florida to New York City completely on rollerblades. And she performed in cities along the way, selling her debut album and donating the proceeds to the Children's International Charity. That's Natalie Gelman, who you'll hear at the, or who you'll see at the Coverville 500 concert in Las Vegas. You don't have to be a podcaster. You don't have to be coming to the New Media Expo to attend this. Plan a weekend, you know, come out to Las Vegas. It's going to be on Friday night, August 15th. So come out, maybe stay Friday night, Saturday night, and go see another show on Saturday night. Go see the Beatles Love show. There's some more cover action for you. You know, just plan a whole weekend around it if you're not a podcaster and you're not already going to be out there for the New Media Expo. Tickets are going to be $20, and they're going to go on sale June 1st. I'm also going to have some promotional items and stuff on sale. So maybe if, and of course it'll be discounted if you're buying tickets, it'll be a little more expensive at the show. And if you're not able to make the show, that's a great way to still support the show, is to pick up a t-shirt or a poster for the show itself. I mentioned that the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is going to be performing at this. They are a great, normally family-friendly, well, always family-friendly act that is a radio comedy in the style of the old Burns and Allen or The Shadows, one of those radio dramas where you visualize everything that's happening, but really the performers are just standing in front of microphones reading off a script for you. That's the way that Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd works, and it's hilarious. It's a very funny show, and the perfect way to open this up, because as you're looking through the list of the other performers, you're going to notice that there's a great sense of humor to all of the acts that are performing. Richard Cheese, Jonathan Colton, and Chance, as well as the MC for the evening, Dan Klass, who's the host of The Bitterest Pill. All right, getting to our next track. It's a performer who's going to be at Coverville 500. Of course, Richard Cheese on Lounge Against the Machine. They do have an R-rated act, and this song contains a few of those words, so you may want to jump ahead a little bit, about 2 minutes, a minute and a half, to the next song. This is a cover of American Idiot, originally by Green Day. This one you'll find on his 2005 album, Aperitif for Destruction. Here's Richard Cheese with American Idiot.
Don't want a nation under the new mania. Can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mindfuck America. Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation. Everything isn't meant to be okay. TV dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones who are meant to follow. That's enough to argue. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. God bless America, oh beautiful for spacious skies. Oh say, can you see by the dawn's early light, La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, fa la 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 la. Of a redneck agenda. Now everybody do the propaganda and sing along in the age of paranoia. Tequila! Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out, comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his only reward. To him, life is a great big bang up. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find the Spider Man, ladies and gentlemen.
The Loungification of Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. That is from his most recent album, Dick at Night, which was laden with TV theme cover songs. That was Spider-Man's theme, of course. And before that, you heard American Idiot, originally by Green Day. You'll find that on his 2005 album, Aperitif for Destruction. Now, I've seen Richard Cheese in concert. It's a great show. It's not just about the music. He really puts on quite a lounge act in between all the performances, all the songs. So it's, you're getting more than just the sum of his albums when you go see Richard Cheese. Great, great performance there, and highly recommended. Now, another performer that is going to be drawing a lot of attention is a very friendly to podcasters, very friendly to independent music artist by the name of Jonathan Colton. Now, he's gotten a lot of attention recently because of contribution of his song to the video game Portal, a song called Still Alive. And that song was also moved into the game Rock Band. And you probably heard the episode a while back with Tristan and I where we played a cover of that song. He's going to be performing at the concert as well, and so I will play a couple of his covers here. The second of these two has a couple of those words as well, so after you get through the first song, again, if you're listening to this at work or in front of children, you may want to bypass it. Of course, his biggest hit that's always on the Coverville countdown is Baby Got Back. I'm going to skip that one for right now and do a Queen cover that he released in 2006. It's the joint cover of We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. Here's Jonathan Colton.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, somebody better put you back into your place. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you.
served my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. We are the champions, my friend. We'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. Brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friend. We'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions. Thank you.
taking a very aggressive and angry song and still keeping that anger, but turning it kind of into that seething soft rock style that Jonathan Coulton has for a couple of his other tracks. That's You Oughta Know by Jonathan Coulton, originally by Alanis Morissette. That was one of his things a week, or thing a week, if you go to his website, and I'll put links in the show notes to where you can go check out more of his music. Jonathan Coulton, another performer who's going to be at the Coverville 500 concert. The show's going to be emceed by Dan Klass of The Bitterest Pill, who's a friend I've made through podcasting. He and I seem to have a very parallel life when it comes to music. A lot of the same bands fall on both of our radars: Squeeze, Difford and Tilbrick, Crowded House, Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello. We both seem to kind of follow a lot of those same bands. And he is a tremendously funny person. He is a great speaker. He's a great performer. I've seen his stand-up a few times at the Expo, and I couldn't think of anybody better to have him host the show. Thanks also to Lance Anderson from Verge of the Fringe for recommending that I talk to Dan about emceeing the show. One more quick thing about it. The show's going to take place at the Empire Ballroom in Las Vegas, which is right next door to the MGM Grand Casino Hotel. So if you are not coming for the Expo, that might be a really good place to stay, is down at the MGM, because the venue is just behind there. Or just next door, I should say. What's really cool, though, about this place is that it's easily accessible from the monorail, so you don't have to take a taxi if you're staying at the Las Vegas Hilton. You can just take the monorail straight down to the MGM Grand and then go to the show. Save that taxi fare. More information about the show and tickets when they go on sale will be found at Coverville500.com. There are a limited number of tickets, so you may want to check back really close. If you're planning on going, you may want to snatch up those tickets fairly quickly, because I don't know how well this thing is going to sell out. I hope very well. And if you are a company that is looking to get your name out to a bunch of these people who are going to be attending the show, I do have a couple more sponsorship slots available. So contact me about that if you would like to get your name up on stage and on the programs and on all the plasma TVs that are going to be scattered around the venue. All right, our last set of music tonight is from a performer that I'm really glad agreed to do this. I've seen him perform also at the previous New Media Expo, back when it was called the Podcast Expo, Chance and the Choir. And you've definitely heard his music if you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of Coverville. His Milkshake always seems to land in the Coverville countdown. And prior to that, I believe his Prince cover, which I'm going to play for you right now, When Doves Cry, which was one of the first cover songs I heard from him. This came out in 2004. Again, it's a cover of When Doves Cry by Prince. Here's Chance.
Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream, if you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you. How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Touch, if you will, my stomach. Feel how it trembles inside. You've got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves have pride. Just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold.
World so cold.
Maybe I'm just too
demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Under normal circumstances, this is completely unacceptable. I know you wanted the thing that makes me what the guys go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I whine. I think it's time. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. The boys are waiting. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. Oh God.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard. Their life is better than yours. A damn right. It's better than yours. I can teach you.
Yeah.
no stranger to the Coverville Countdown. That is Chance and the Choir with his cover of Kellis's Milkshake. Before that, you heard When Doves Cry, also by Chance, from the Friends of Chance cover song group boards. That, of course, is a cover of Prince. And just like Jonathan Colton, you are really going to love Chance's originals. Now, of course, both of them are going to be doing covers, and Richard Cheese will obviously be doing covers. I'm pretty sure Natalie Gilman will be doing some covers as part of her set. But yeah, you're in for a treat with both the originals and the cover songs that you're going to be hearing at the Coverville 500 concert. Okay, commercial over. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you there in Las Vegas for Coverville 500. If you have any questions about the event or any questions, requests, suggestions, anything like that, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or on the forums at www.coverville.com. This week, the cover story is going to be Bob Dylan. That's going to be Thursday night. I believe it's the third Bob Dylan cover story I've done, so always plenty of Dylan material to get through. But no, this will be the fourth one. Wow, the third one was episode 325. So lots of Dylan, like I said. Stick around for that, and then next Sunday we'll have the All Request show that I missed doing a couple nights ago. Tina was out of town, and it just wouldn't have worked. It was just worn out from playing Mr. Mom for a few days. So that's that. We'll be back on Thursday night with a Bob Dylan cover story. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.